According to Consumer Reports, Americans are spending too much money on brand name drugs when generics will do the trick. Consumer Reports' Lisa Gill says people could save a lot of money with generics or through generic drug discount programs offered by major chain stores.
We looked at six different areas, things like diabetes, high cholesterol, heartburn, allergies, pain medication, and depression, and we found that generic drugs work just as well as expensive brand name drugs. They are every bit as effective. They, in some cases, are even safer since they've been on the market longer, and we know a lot more about them, and they cost about 80% less than the branded drugs. And you mentioned something a minute ago. You're totally right. We've found, too, that Americans are not taking advantage of the generic drug discount programs. These $4 programs, just like the ones at Target and Kmart and Walmart, offer fantastic savings for many people. And we were a little stumped by it because basically every pharmacy has them, and people are still filling generic prescriptions and not taking advantage of the programs.
Gill says drug companies have conditioned consumers to ask for the brand names.
We think that the drug companies basically are winning the war. They spend billions of dollars in advertising directly to consumers. And you've probably seen the ads on television for drugs like Lipitor and Nexium and Celebrex. And it turns out that these are newer, expensive brand name drugs. And the ads work. Our research shows that about one out of every five people will ask their doctor to write a prescription for a drug they've seen on television.
Well, Gill says that doctors could help by informing patients of the cheaper alternatives.
Of all the things that doctors consider, they're not really considering cost. It's usually about the last thing that they consider. So it's really up to your listeners to bring it up to their doctors that cost is an issue, and especially for drugs that they're going to take over a lifetime, maybe cholesterol medication or diabetes medication, things that, you know, where a couple dollars savings or $100 of savings a month can add up to major, major money over time.
For example, Consumer Reports says in some cases, users of Lipitor, which costs about $112 a month, could get the same effect from lovastatin, which costs $4 a month, or for moderate pain, ibuprofen, which costs just a few dollars, as effective as Celebrex at $139 a month.